Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast where drums are better than flats.
Unless...
Actually... We'll get into that here in a second. I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
I say we'll get into that because I have eaten flats recently.
Yeah?
And I had a good time.
Well, of course you did because they're clearly superior.
Stop! No! I love drums. I'll pay extra at Buffalo Wild Wings to get all drums when I do get blown in.
Well, we all make mistakes.
Well, I recently saw... I don't know if it was a reel or a TikTok or a Facebook video, what it was. It was something on social media.
It's probably a YouTube short.
Right.
Because those are a thing.
On a different way to eat flats where like you dip it or whatever and then you push it down. And I tried it.
Really?
And I had a great time.
Did you do the thing where you can like, there's a way you can like put it in your mouth, twist it a certain way, pull it out and all the meat stays in your mouth and the bone?
Well, I basically did the push it down thing, but like, with my mouth, I like bit and like pulled it all off
bite.
And I had a great time.
Well,
I was like, wow.
Well, that was
enjoyable.
Well, I have a confession.
Okay.
I've never done that. So,
really?
Next time we go to B Dubs, you'll have to show me how to do
Absolutely.
That. I would
Absolutely.
Be happy to learn. Well, listener.
Hi.
We are so thankful that you're here today. If this is your first time, welcome. If you've joined us again, welcome back.
Wow. Thanks.
As we've already said,
y'all the best of this.
We are going to do another split topic show today. And listen, if you like what you hear, you can hear more of it over at thattablepod.com. That's our little website that we made just for you and your listening and, might I say, viewing pleasure. Tyler, we have a segment.
One's Gotta Go.
This week on One's Gotta Go. Cody, I'm gonna give you some options and you gotta tell me which one's gotta go.
Sweet.
Just in case you didn't know how to play this game.
I'm now educated. Finally. It only took 30 years.
Right, right. Okay, so these, I'm only gonna give you three options because these are three
just kidding.
These are all bad.
Oh.
So you have to deal with two.
But I get to eliminate
you
one.
You get to eliminate one.
Okay, I'm ready.
Rain.
Okay.
In all capacity.
Just.
I'm talking hurricane rain, sprinkle rain. Rain is gone. Whether that's good or bad, whatever. But all life will continue as we know it. Like, plants will not be affected.
So it's not. Is it always raining where I am? Is this how this is working? Or is it just like in life you have to endure these things?
Yeah. No. Well, look, with One's Gotta Go, you're going to tell me which one of these things you're no longer going to have to deal with. So the other two you'll have to deal with as life
happens. They don't increase.
Right, right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
I got you. So the first one is rain.
First one is rain in all capacities. But okay. This does not negatively affect our ecosystem.
Okay, good. Well, we wouldn't want that.
Heat.
Okay.
And that's anything above 75 degrees. Well, let's say 70 degrees. Anything above 70
let's
degrees.
Let's say 70.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything above 70 degrees, gone. Poof. And pollen. All pollen. All basically allergy season.
I got you. Heat.
Really?
I get to get rid of heat.
Really?
And I will happily, Tyler, look at me in my eyes, because only you can do this.
Yeah.
The listener cannot.
Yeah.
I will happily deal with rain and pollen. I'll take them in the same week. I'll take them.
Well, like, you do regularly.
Right. I'll take them back to back. Rain one day, pollen the next. If I can just get rid of that.
Really?
And I can just enjoy some 70 degree or lower weather.
Right.
Please. Because here's the thing, friend. Just today, I was at work and, you know, it wasn't as hot as it's been. It wasn't a 90 degree day.
Yeah.
But your boy produces heat.
Right.
You know what
I'm saying? We're insulated.
Right. And I was walking, which was painful within itself.
Right, right. Red flag number one.
Right. I was walking. I was enjoying the slight cool breeze I had.
Mm-hmm.
And the 77/78-ish weather.
Yeah.
And all I could think about was how hot I was. Oh, no. I'm like, man.
Really?
So yeah. And you know, wow, it's weird how things work. You mentioned rain, heat, and pollen.
Yeah.
I have dealt with the negativity of all three of those things today.
Oh, no.
Now, with pollen, it's not specifically pollen, but it results in the allergies.
Yeah.
I dealt with that today. Jeez. I've had a terrible, I started to say allergic headache. I've had a terrible allergy headache for the past couple of days. Well, today, things begin to run their course,
right,
which results in the blowing of the nose.
Right. Oh, I've been there all week.
So you already know.
Yeah.
And today, it flooded at work. It just flooded. And then
Your nose, the sky.
Right.
Okay.
The sky, precipitation took place.
Okay.
No, the nose required effort on my end.
Right.
And then, of course, as I mentioned, the heat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I would happily get rid of the heat and take... What about you, though? I feel like you're...
Now, before we get to me, would your answer change if you worked, like, in an air-conditioned office?
No.
Really?
Yeah, because if I worked in an air-conditioned office, I wouldn't have to worry about rain.
Right.
But most of the time.
Right. Same for pollen.
Wouldn't have to worry about pollen.
But you still have to walk out in the heat.
And I'm still producing heat. Right. I'm still just being hot wherever I am. So, yeah, man, I would get rid of the heat.
Pollen.
Really?
And a heartbeat.
Is it that bad for you?
Bruh. And it's like the same time every year.
You mean to tell me that you don't love walking out of your house, looking at your car, and just blowing the dust off of it, the pollen, or literally even riding in it?
A nice yellow coat?
Yeah.
No, I cannot stand it.
Come on, man.
Even worse, like, it affects me physically.
You're right.
Like, at least once a year. Like, I'll lose my voice, of just a major headache, just nose, like sinus pressure, just all kinds of unwanted symptoms that I just do not want.
Well,
as I said, so I would get rid of pollen.
Well, unfortunately, we will continue to have to deal with all three. But it was fun to live in it
vicariously,
without it just a little bit. What a wonderful time. Wow. Tyler, what's your topic?
Okay, I'm ready. I'm excited about this. I'm excited. Well, I don't actually think we've talked about this at all.
Oh, like even outside? Like,
Like to an extent, we may have like touched on it, but we're about to dive deep.
Well, let's dive deep.
Are we too old to celebrate our birthdays?
Ooh. I like the question.
Right.
It's a good question.
I have follow-up questions and also information. I've done research. So just before we get too deep into it, your first reaction, your thoughts.
Your question is, are we too old to celebrate our birthdays?
Yes.
My response to your question directly is no.
Okay.
However.
Uh-huh.
I think that the question... For me, if I were to ask a follow-up question, would be, are we too blank to celebrate our birthdays?
Oh, interesting. What do you mean by
that? So what I mean by that is, am I too...
Busy?
Busy? Am I too indifferent?
Well, yeah.
Am I too... But you can be indifferent, and it's not because of your age.
Right.
It's just because of other circumstances.
Yeah.
I will say, for Cody's birthday, I am relatively indifferent.
Yeah.
I used to be like, because everybody is when you're a kid, it's like,
right,
oh, it's my birthday. Or if you're Delana, it's your birth month.
Oh, and, Lord.
All these other things.
We should have had her on for this one.
Right. Shout out to Delana.
I could hear her screaming in her car right
now. It's my birthday. It's my birth month. And everybody's going to know it.
Love
it. And they better celebrate and bring
That's
me
all
cake.
Right. That's all right.
That's all right. What do you think, though?
I don't think that we're too old, per se. Yeah. I think if there's an age limit on anything, it would be the way that you celebrate. We're obviously not going to go to Chuck E. Cheese for our birthdays,
Stop. Yeah, obviously. We would
quit it.
We would never do that. Let's see, bro. I'm going to go ahead and... Let's talk about it. If you and Sarah... Now, please don't do this.
Oh, because God.
If you and Sarah were like, we're taking you to Chuck E. Cheese for your birthday, I wouldn't be like, what? No. I'd be like,
okay,
let's go, right, fam. Like, I am all about walking up into this Chuck E. Cheese and being like, can I please get some very mediocre pizza? And can I please go over there and play like
the whack-a-mole thing? Yeah.
Because here's the thing. When was it? Was it me and you? It was me and someone. I've been to Chuck E. Cheese as an adult, and I had a great time.
I don't think I have. I don't think it was me.
It must not have been you, but who?
I'm down to go. Now, like, I mean, we're I know I said, like, we're not going to go, but, like, I'll go.
Well, it's so I do.
I like pizza. Right. Games.
I see what you're saying, though. It's like, it's not that we're, it's not that we're, yeah, you wouldn't want to typically, you wouldn't want to hold right. your birthday party.
It's, exactly.
It's not something that
like,
you
hey, guys, I'm having a birthday party. Like,
it's at Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, even like, do you throw your own party? Like, let's just be candid here. Because here's the thing. I feel like I our desire for some of our, like some of our desires for our birthdays as we get older is to experience things that we may have not got to experience as kids.
It is true.
Sometimes.
Do you throw your own party to me?
I say no.
I say no, but it. I think that's different than saying, "Hey, for my birthday, I want us to go."
That's different.
X, Y, Z.
That's like you're going out to eat. Yeah, you want your yeah. friends and family there. I'm talking a party,
like a actual like party.
We have a Facebook event. There's a show up time. There's possibly a clown.
Wait, there's a clown?
Goodie bags you when you leave.
No, see that's too much. In my opinion.
No, I agree. Now, I agree wholeheartedly.
No, and let us do a little disclaimer. You do what you want to do.
Oh, absolutely. And that's another thing I was gonna say is that like obviously you don't want to throw your own birthday party, but like for me, I hate working on my birthday.
Yeah.
Not because I'm like, I shouldn't have to work on my birthday, but that is the one time where I'm like, okay. I am going to do what I 100% want to do. Like, I'm not going to do anything I don't want to do on that day, unless the Lord says it otherwise.
Right.
But
which he might.
Right, exactly. Very possible. But I'm going to wake up. I'm going to have my favorite breakfast, all my favorite meals, you know, all 25 of them in the same day.
No, but, simultaneously.
Right.
In one sitting.
The feast, the right. birthday feast.
It is time.
No, but I'm going to do and eat what I want, like throughout the day kind of thing, as long as it does not dishonor the Lord.
Yeah, well, of course.
Right. And yes, but I don't throw my own birthday party, you know. But is it selfish to feel that way?
I don't know. I mean, I think that, okay, so for me, because I feel you.
Yeah.
Like if you say, like for me, a huge gift to myself on my birthday would be like, oh, you know what? It's my birthday. I'm not going to work today. You know?
Yeah.
And the only reason I'm not going is I'm giving myself the day off because it's my birthday. You know?
Yeah.
I think that that's just like a little treat yourself. You know, right. You do a little something, something. Here's my thing. I do think that we are too old not to celebrate our birthdays. I think that we're too old to care if other people don't acknowledge it.
I agree with that.
Like if someone doesn't wish me a happy birthday or if like...
Oh, yeah. Especially that.
Yeah. Well, it's like if oh, well, you know, my mom, she does wish me happy birthday. That's why I'm using her as an example. Yeah, but it's like, oh, mom didn't even wish me a happy birthday. Well, who cares?
Right.
It's not like you're six and living in her house.
Yeah.
Like, you're an adult. You know what I'm saying? Now, yeah. I understand that to a lot of people, I don't understand the feeling. I do understand the fact that to a lot of people, their birthday is very special. I respect that.
I think it's, well, continue what you're saying.
Well, I was just saying, I respect that. I cannot relate to that.
Yeah.
At some point, it happened to where my birthday became less and less meaningful.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I'm glad to be here.
Right.
I'm glad to be having a birthday.
Right.
But I'm not about to get upset if someone doesn't wish me a happy birthday or if no one treats me special on my birthday. Genuinely. It's just you and me here. No one's listening.
Right. Exactly.
It doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. And I understand that is not the same for everybody. And I appreciate that.
Well, I think it stems from, and this is just how our society is, where it's the one day where you quote unquote get to be selfish.
No, that's your wedding day. Yeah.
Right. Well, this day is about you. This, again, also your wedding day.
Right. Well, if you're a man, it's about your wife.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah. It is not, Tyler, it is not about you.
Right. Well, this doesn't apply to me right now.
I know. I'm just saying for future reference.
Right. No, this day is like, okay, if you are selfish, you feel justified because you're celebrating you. Like, that's the whole point of your birthday is to celebrate.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm alive. the Earth has rotated a certain amount of times since I've been alive. So let's celebrate that. And so whenever somebody doesn't acknowledge it or treat you any certain way, if you're expecting that, it feels like, oh, they don't care enough about me.
Right.
Because today we're like, we're celebrating me, but you're not celebrating, so you must not care. That's just how I imagine that mindset going.
Yeah.
Now, like we've said, like as we get older, as the age that we're at now, where we're all busy adults,
yeah,
and we our Facebook friends list grows, there are a lot of birthdays.
Well, it's like this. It's like person A and it's 13 others.
Other people. Yeah. Have a birthday
now.
Today.
With that being said,
I do check on it. I do.
I don't.
I do. I'm like just in case it's somebody that is that I do like that is super super close to me, and I don't want them to feel that way.
Yeah.
Not that I'm actively looking for somebody to celebrate, but I'm like, okay, is this person going to feel bad if I don't wish them happy birthday?
Right.
But 9 times out of 10, if it's that type of person, I remember their birthday anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I understand, but it's also just like, just, I mean, it's fine. I won't get into that. I will say this, the wishing of my birthday, if I could put it that way, ultimately resulted in me getting married, because that was Sarah, like, out of nowhere texted me and wished me happy birthday after we had been out of contact for years. And when I was reunited with her, we've told the story here on the podcast.
Right. Go look for it.
Oh yeah. Ultimately we wound up getting married, and we've been married for 6 years now, which is crazy.
So wish everyone happy
birthday. Just shoot your shot.
Right. No, I think that like, I definitely agree with you in the sense that we're too old to let it hurt our feelings because we're grown.
Yeah.
We have lives. Like, somebody not telling us happy birthday doesn't mean that they love us less.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, or that they didn't go out of their way to do something for your birthday. Like,
well, and there are little things that you can do to make it special. Like, you don't have to, you know, and this is another thing is like, in my opinion, you don't have to throw a party for someone in order for it to be special.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's say, for example, you and I were on our way to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
Just recreationally.
Right, right.
And it's your birthday. And God forbid we have like a blowout or something. And we're both in the car. One of us is driving. It's probably going to be you.
Right.
And it's like, oh, well, now the tire has to be changed. I would probably be like, bro, it's your birthday. I'll change the tire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's just little things like that.
And it's okay for you to accept that with no guilt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we've talked about that too.
Well, we have, but it's also been like, but my question to you now, is it not okay for you to say, you're changing that, it's my birthday?
I feel like it's not okay.
It's not okay. Now, and I mean, if you mean it. Now, if you're just joking,
well, yeah.
You know, we have the brotherly banter and everything.
I think at that point, it comes across as like, it's different when you're expecting it. Because yeah, then it's kind of like you feel like you have to do it out of obligation.
Kind of gets a little nasty, doesn't it?
Right.
It's like, ugh. Like, don't say that.
Right.
Don't say it's your birthday. Because now it's like, well, I really don't want to do it.
Well, and what makes the celebration of the birthday so special, and whenever somebody else does do something for you, it's because when they do that for you and they're the ones who initiate it, it shows, wow, this person cared. I didn't ask them to do this. They wanted to do this because it's my birthday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, not that you're expecting it or that you're wanting it, but that the fact that this person did it, and they're like, wow, this person, like, paid for my lunch today. I didn't even ask them to pay for my lunch. I just wanted them to join me for lunch.
Yeah.
And they paid for my lunch, and it's my birthday because it's my birthday. Like,
how nice.
How sweet.
Yeah.
How nice. Yeah. Like, it just shows how much that they care,
right,
and that they do acknowledge.
Well, and it's something that they could do.
So, right.
Like, you know, it's, I can't throw you a party.
Well,
I can't buy you an expensive gift.
Exactly.
But I can pay for your lunch.
Right.
And to me, just in my opinion, those are like the special things.
Absolutely.
Like, when someone,
especially when you're not expecting it.
Well, and that's the thing is like, it becomes easier, in my experience, it becomes easier when you become an adult and you get into the age that we're at to not expect those things.
Oh, absolutely.
To like, well, yeah. I don't expect anybody to pay for my lunch. It's like,
right,
who cares if it's my birthday? Like, I'm glad to be here again, but it's just a day. Like, it's
absolutely
happens to be the day I was born. And
yeah, I agree. As a matter of fact, it's funny that you bring that up, because the research and facts that I have are regarding the origins of birthdays in
general. The origin of our birthdays.
We're going to tell our birth story.
Tyler from thattablepod.com
right.
And Cody.
So birthdays quote unquote, started around 3000 BCE.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was to mark the birth of a pharaoh. And when I say birth, I mean when they were crowned.
Pharaoh.
When they were crowned, yeah. Because they didn't really care about them actually being born.
Became pharaoh.
Right, exactly. The birth, quote unquote, of a pharaoh. Right. But because they couldn't really track dates until they had calendars. So it's like at that point, they didn't know how long a year was. What's a year?
Well, it's a lot of seconds.
Right, exactly. In Greek cultures, now, of course, this is not anything that we subscribe to, but this is just the originations of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
They used candles to recreate a glowing moon, which represented a little g and quote unquote God's beauty. So it was, they put the candles on these pastries to,
ooh, a pastry?
Right. Ooh, praise God. to recreate the radiance of this alleged God,
yeah,
little g God. And they would blow the candles out and make a wish, and they said that signified sending a message to them.
Well, now I feel bad about having
candle
on a birthday cake.
Well, and it's funny that you say that, because Christians up until like 41 something, I forgot what.
41 days
ago? And it wasn't even 41 years ago. I think it was like 41. Like, it may have been like year 41. I don't know.
Oh.
But they believed like back in the day that due to the pagan ties that it did have, that celebrating birthdays was evil.
Oh, wow.
Because of the whole pastries thing, like with the candles and what it signified and stuff like that. But obviously that's shifted in our culture and society. Like with Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus around that time.
The fact that it happened.
Right. The fact that it happened, not the actual date. Because the Romans were the actual ones to start celebrating the birth of people, and that was way after folks were trying to send messages to to deities.
I now send you this message.
Right. Go with Christ.
The big G God.
Right, exactly.
The only God.
Hey, thank you, Lord.
Bro, I feel like, okay, I gotta use this.
Uh-huh.
I have a gift for you.
Okay.
A gift? It's a gift for both of us.
Okay.
You remember recently we had Dad on the show.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
I can't wait to get him back on.
Oh, man.
He said something in that show.
Oh, man.
And I've added it to our soundboard.
No, you didn't.
That I'm going to just give us
whenever
the time comes. So since we were talking about the big G God and Jesus being the only God,
okay,
Dad, what do you have to say about that?
I'm so proud of my boys.
So wow. that is a little soundbite called Dad is Proud.
Wow.
That I will play at appropriate times going forward. Please continue.
Wow, I'm so glad I got to hear that.
Same.
So this one, I actually wrote down a lot of information about this one because I was really impressed. The tune of Happy Birthday was a remix.
What?
Yeah. So two sisters, Patty Hill and Mildred J. Hill, who happened to both be Kentucky school teachers, wrote a song called Good Morning to All in 1893. First of all, I feel like Happy Birthday was in the before time.
In the beginning.
Like cavemen were like. But apparently it was only 1893.
Oh.
So they wrote that song, Good Morning to All, 1893. It was published in a book for school teachers. So apparently that's why it has the childlike.
Yeah, yeah,
la,
yeah.
La, 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 la. So the original intent of the song was to be sung in class by students before starting the day. Makes sense. Very happy, very, very major. Of course, when anything catches on, there are variations that are made. This song is no different. Robert Coleman published a songbook in 1924 that featured this song with a few extra lyrics that quickly came to overshadow the original lyrics. These new lyrics to that popular old tune became what we now know as the birthday song.
Nice.
In 1933, this new version was used in an Irving Berlin musical. 1933, that's not even 100 years ago, which is crazy. One of the founding Hill sisters sued on the grounds that they held the copyrights to the tune. They won the case, and the copyright still holds to this day. Some even believe that the song is under copyright until the year 2030.
What?
Copyright proceeds are split with the copyright owner and the Hills estate, estimated at around $2 million a year.
She sued. She's like, I'ma get me this bread. I'ma
literally, get like, me. And then, well, she, they wrote the song, and then That's why you never see it in like movies or TV.
Yeah, it's copyrighted.
It's copyrighted. It's like legit copyrighted. But that's just a little birthday origination for you.
What a lame so law.
We've established that we are not too old to celebrate it. We're just too old to care.
Yeah. That's basically the summary of the topic.
Like for me, I'm going to go to my favorite restaurant on my birthday. That's just something I like to do for myself.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
And I would love to have my family and friends there. The end, kind of thing.
There you go.
So what do you do? Do you do anything for yourself on that time?
It would depend. Usually I'm blessed with family who does care.
Right.
Like you and Sarah.
Right.
And y'all usually wind up making sure that something takes place.
Oh, absolutely.
If it were up to me.
And it's not.
It's not. If it were up to me, I would rather us just do something like more low key, laid back, you know, just hang, like you said, let's go to our favorite restaurant and just chill. Yeah. But even then I'd be like, where you want to go, Sarah?
Right. It's just like, well, is there anything that you do for yourself,
though? Not really. I mean, not that I can think of right now. Yeah. Like I said, man, to me, it really is just another day.
Yeah.
And
it technically is.
It is. Well, let's see. Like, I think my birthday this year is on like a, or this coming year is on like a Sunday, if I'm not mistaken.
I think mine's a Wednesday or a Thursday. It's a Thursday. It's a Thursday.
That's my favorite day of the week.
Really?
I wish my birthday was on a Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah, because. right. No, I mean, like, what I would like to do, honestly, for myself, will be just, I just want to take the day off. And just not have to go to work.
So should one set out to do something for themselves on their birthday?
If you want to. But like the thing is, do what you want to do.
Or don't want to do. Yeah.
But I would just say, if others don't necessarily like join you in celebrating yourself, don't be mad at them.
And don't let it ruin your day.
Yeah, don't let it ruin your day, because I mean, we are adults.
Right.
And
we be busy. Right.
And we be
poor. I was literally thinking about that. Well, I'm sure this is the same for everybody. As your family grows, whether it be through marriage or just through new additions to your family or whatever, like, that's more and more people that are close to you that you want to celebrate for their birthdays.
Yeah.
But if you gave, like, 100% of your energy on every single person's birthday,
there's no way.
Unrealistic.
It's very unrealistic.
And so for you to expect that out of somebody else is almost even more unrealistic, because it's like, are you giving this energy for every single person that you're that close to in your life?
Well, and then like, what do you do next year?
Exactly.
You know? Like there comes a point in time where like, let's just agree to be happy that you're here.
Adjust our expectations.
Adjust our expectations, and let's carry on.
Eat a nice little meal.
Eat cake, ice cream.
Yeah, let them eat cake.
Some jelly maybe.
Right. Brother.
That was a good topic.
Thanks. What you got?
I have a topic that is... I want to talk about failed experiments in life.
Okay.
Failed, like, and what I mean specifically is, like, I want to talk about what are some habits, hobbies, routines, etc., that we set out to do. Not necessarily you and I, but just as individuals. Something that you thought you were going to do, that maybe it was an experiment you tried in life.
Yeah.
And it ultimately didn't work out. And I don't really have a purpose for this. There's, to my knowledge, no PSA in mind. It's I just want to know, because I know what it was. I had a few come to mind recently, and I was like, man, in fact, it was one in particular that I'll get into. And I was like, you know, that just really didn't work out, and it makes me sad. And then I was like, what are some other things that didn't work out? And I was like, I'm a podcaster. Here's a topic.
Right. Exactly.
So, is there anything that comes to mind or off the top of your head?
Yes. Which is unfortunate, because I'm already fighting myself in that I want, like, it's one of those, I feel like I'm a hoarder when it comes to projects. I start like a bajillion different things and I'm like,
I don't necessarily disagree.
Well, my logic behind that is I'll finish that at some point.
Yeah.
So even whenever you say when that quote unquote ultimately didn't work out, it's like me accepting, oh, it's not that it didn't work out. I just haven't gotten to it yet and haven't touched it in like 2 years.
Well, let me bring one up, not in a project, but I was recently listening to one of our old episodes because sometimes I do that.
Right.
I just go back. And in that episode, you had briefly mentioned that at that time,
yeah,
you had recently attempted to be vegetarian. And then it lasted very, very shortly. What was the deal with that?
God. I was like...
That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Like, I'm going to be vegetarian. And then something happens and it doesn't work out.
Right, right, right. So it's like, usually, it's up for me. For me personally, it's usually a piece of media that does it for me, that gets me inspired, gets me on this kick, like whether it be a documentary or an interesting movie or even a book, something where I'm like, yeah, like that all makes sense. I agree with everything that you're saying. I'm going to do additional research. I agree with this. I stand by this. And then when it comes to like application, it's like, mm-mm.
So what documentary did you watch to make you want to be a vegetarian?
It may have been like there's a health documentary on Netflix that came out a couple years ago that was super popular.
Yeah.
That just talked about how horrible fast food was and yada, yada, yada. And then there, I don't even remember what it was, but there was other shows that were like talking about the like respecting nature and yada, 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 and animals this and animals that. And like the byproduct of factories and like how they're, how everything is made. Like I even researched into like organic food and stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
like stuff that was made organically. Like it was just a lot. And I agree with what they were saying. It's not that they were wrong.
Right.
It was just unrealistic to apply to my life.
Yeah.
And so it was very not happening.
Well, if it were easy, a lot of people would do a lot of different things. But like, yeah, you said, you have to really commit to that stuff.
Yeah. That is definitely one that's just like, no. I literally had chicken nuggets before I went to church.
There you go. There you go.
Very processed. Vegetable.
Well, no, they're not vegetarian. Hopefully, they're not.
Right.
I once tried to start every morning with a shower, and that lasted maybe a week. Oh,
you shower at night?
Yeah. Yeah, and I tried, like, because my idea behind it was I'm going to get up, of course, you know how this goes. You wake up, you acknowledge the Lord.
Yes, of course.
But before I went to prayer, I was going to get a shower while, you know, I'm thinking on the Lord this whole time, but I'm going to get a shower, get dressed, then go to prayer. And my mindset behind it was, I have a really hard time praying in the mornings because I am not a morning person.
Yeah.
My thinking was I'll get a shower. The shower will wake me up. I'll be more attentive and more focused, yeah, during prayer. So really the shower wasn't even about getting clean. It was about waking up.
Right.
And it just didn't work.
Really?
No, man. Because here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing. I can sleep for 10 hours and be like, just dog dead. Okay.
Really?
But wake up early in the morning. I can wake up super early in the morning, and because it's early in the morning, I am not well.
Really?
I'm not one of these people where it's like, make sure you go to bed early because you gotta get up early. No. It doesn't matter. There's something about my body. I don't know if I'm sick. Maybe I don't know. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get a shower every morning. I even mentioned it on the show that I was about to start making some changes in my personal life that were going to, you know, hopefully result in better quality of life. That was one of them.
Yeah.
And it lasted about a week.
Really?
I could not do it, man.
It's like, there's nothing wrong with that. I get, like, there are nighttime shower people and daytime shower, morning time shower people. I've even researched, like, what's the benefits to both. And literally, every single result that I found has been, like, either or.
Yeah.
Like, just take one.
It depends. Please.
Hello.
Please take one.
There's the PSA.
I love Vincent.
It's just because I myself am a morning shower person.
Well, that's perfectly fine.
And that's not something that I had to like, now I got to get up. I just prefer to take them in the morning because I do, like,
yeah,
I wake up and I'm just like, once I'm up, if I'm out of bed, it's over with.
Well, really, and for me, with the nature of my job. Now, I understand that your job, you're way cleaner, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's great.
Yeah.
For me,
I feel
it's not an option. I cannot go to bed without taking a bath or a shower or whatever. Yeah. So this was an additional shower, just for the purpose of waking up. Anyway, absolutely, that was a little experiment that did not work out.
I feel that.
And I just did not, I did not enjoy that. I would like to at some point revisit it, but I think I need to be older.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
So there's that.
So for me, I'm going to try to come to terms with some of these while, like, in front of God and everybody.
Okay.
There was one in particular I was so excited about. I spent hours working on, and it was a... This has been like a reoccurring battle throughout my life. It's been like a YouTube anything. I've always wanted to do it,
and I like a channel.
Yeah, I would say
yeah.
Consistent content in general.
Right.
The only, and this, when I say successful video, I don't mean like the video itself is successful. I mean I was successful in creating and uploading the video finally. Was our vacation vlog.
Yeah.
And I had the best time making it.
Extra footage.
Yep. And I was dead set on making more vlogs and titling them extra footage. And so I worked hard on that intro. And that intro is still there on
It's still there.
Still on that vlog. And it's literally the only one. And so it's like, I love the vlog and I think it's funny, but then anytime that we play it and I see that intro, I'm like reminded that like I have not finished it. And it's just my problem, like since we're verbally processing this and we've talked about this before, is that whenever I set these expectations for something and they're not met to the way that I think they should be met, I'm like, might as well not do it kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, and I acknowledge that that's unrealistic, but I've even seen this spill over into like other aspects of my life.
Yeah.
Where I'm like if something doesn't happen the way that I think that it should or something like that, I'm like, now I have no motivation for it.
Well, we've talked about it before, and the problem, as we discussed, is the expectation.
Yeah.
They start off way too high.
I know.
And there's a whole ordeal. And that's just one of those things.
It'd just be like that.
It'd be like that sometimes.
But that one is one that I still struggle with, because I'm like, I would still love to do it, but it's like, when, about what, and then like, it's just so many other things, and it's just...
Well, and really, I don't think we've ever talked about this, but I'm going to pull the veil back on something.
Okay.
Drop the Bop originated from an idea that I had for you to do a YouTube channel, which was, I was like, bro, you love music.
Yeah.
You love to recommend music. You should do a YouTube channel where you take apostolic songs, you know, Christian songs, and you like... review it like, hey, today I'm going to be talking about this song from this artist. And whenever you didn't, now we're like, okay, let's do it as a segment on the podcast.
Right.
Which has worked out great.
Right. No, it's been wonderful.
Love Drop the Bop.
Oh, wait till today.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Today.
I've got one kind of in the same vein ish that you're talking about. This is one that was relatively recent, and I haven't really. It's kind of a moment here because I haven't really said anything about it outwardly, but that is the other podcast I started, Verbal Processing.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
So let's
go for it.
Well, basically what happened was I started it, and I really did have a reason for starting it, and it was that sometimes you're not here, and sometimes there would be things that were on my mind that I wanted to just talk about that wouldn't necessarily make for a good topic on this show.
Yeah.
And it just had like a different vibe / feel to it. And so I told Sarah, I was like, I'm going to make this first episode. I'm just going to see like how I feel, what happens. And so I did. I came in here. The lights were relatively dim. It was kind of like a different vibe. And I just sat down and started recording. Like, she had went to bed, and then the first episode was born, and I was like, that felt good. Like, I just want to do that. Here was the problem, though. Nobody listened to it. Literally, really? I had like 6 listeners was the maximum number. And what would happen is I didn't do this on purpose, but I kind of approached it from the beginning as kind of like nonchalant. I said, you know, I'm going to do this when I feel like it. It's very much a side thing.
Yeah.
It's not taking the place of the table. The table comes first. I went into all this in the podcast.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe there were some people who listened to those first few episodes and was like, well, I'm not really going to waste my time with this thing, because why would I subscribe or listen if he's not going to take it seriously or whatever? And so... as time went on, I got to thinking about it, and I was like, you know, I'm really not happy with the way I approached that. I feel like I should revamp it and take it as seriously as we do this. With, you know, I need to set an upload schedule. I need to make sure that I have that ready, you know, and all this other stuff. And I just found that the more I did it, the less I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that. I was because you know how much I love podcasting. Right. I love listening to them. But it was like I would think to myself, okay, I need to record for verbal processing. And I just did not want to do it. And then I would sit down and try. And it was so fake and so forced, and I was just not happy with the product. And I just reached a point where I was like, I've got a decision to make. I can – oh, and to back up a little bit, I had even said – I put out a poll on Instagram, and I gave those who were listening an option of like, do you want me to talk about this or this in my next episode? One of those topics was like something about socks, like something about the way I feel about socks. And the other one was three life events that changed me. So, of course, people picked that one. And I was like, okay, cool. And I was fully prepared to record that. And then I sat down to do it and I realized I am not ready to verbally process these things. Yeah. Like it was making like feelings come back. Yeah. And then I felt this feeling of, I put the prompt out there, people voted on it, they expect, those that are listening, they expect this to be my next episode, and I was just putting it off because it was like, I just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And then, so finally I did get past that, and I did upload something else, and I acknowledged in that next episode, look, I know we voted for this, I'm not going to talk about these things because I realized I'm not ready, so I'm just going to go forward. And then I got to the point where like, I just don't want to do this, so... That was very much an experiment that did not work out, and I was going to just kind of leave it out there.
Yeah.
I wound up just wiping the whole thing off the face of the earth. Like, verbal processing does not exist anymore.
Really?
Yeah, like, you can't look it up, because it was just like, I just don't want that reminder there.
Yeah.
And then I think it was yesterday, as of the time of this recording, I went into the highlight of my personal, I have a podcasting highlight, my personal Instagram, and I went into it, I was looking for something, and one of them was the story where I announced it, and I deleted that too.
Really?
I sure did. I was like, it just gave me a bad feeling of like, I tried and I failed, and that's fine. Like, I realized that ultimately it wasn't what I wanted to do. It was an experiment and it failed, and there it is.
So, well, I have one that's smaller. And it's...
Mine was very public.
Well, this one was public. Oh, this one dear. Is just not as heavy, I would say.
Yeah.
I posted a picture that was... It said, for every like, I'll do a sit-up, and for every comment, I'll do a push-up, or something like that, something along those lines. When I tell you, there were so many likes and comments, There were so many. And it in the comments... Like the conversation I got brought up about recording it and whatnot, like recording a post for proof.
People were like, video it or it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I'm talking, this was like multiple comments that were like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was under there like saying, bet, like I'm going to do this, you know? I want you to know, I did every single one of those push-ups and every single one of those sit-ups. I'm saying this right now, before our Christ and everybody else, and on this podcast, I did every single one of those and I recorded it.
But
here's why I did not upload it like I said I was going to. Because one, it was physically impossible for me to do 160 something sit-ups back to back. So I did them. Like, and I did them, I didn't do them like throughout the day.
Yeah.
Like, I stayed there and rested as I needed to and did every single one of them. And I had the videos to prove it. But it was going so long that I would have to cut it together. And I was scared that if I did that and uploaded it, it would look like I just edited it and made it look like I did them all. And I was going to have to deal with that kind of backlash.
Yeah.
And so I was too, plus I also didn't like the way that I looked. So I was embarrassed. I was too embarrassed to upload it. That's what it was.
I understand,
fam. And it wasn't like I just forgot or I just didn't feel like it. Like, I watched the videos and they were forever long because I'm doing all of these. I'm counting out loud. I'm like sweating and stuff. And I'm just like, I do not want to cut this together, have to deal with the backlash of, oh, you see these jump cuts? He edited this. He didn't do all of them. He just blah, 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 blah. I didn't want to deal with that. I didn't want my large body to be all over the internet. And so
it's one of those things where you don't really think people are going to respond. And then because they want you to be in
pain. That wasn't an issue. I didn't care the amount. It was the people that were record it or it didn't happen, yada, yada, yada. I see regularly and it hasn't been acknowledged at all. So I every time I see these people or this person, I'm like, wow, I hope they don't bring this up. It was a year ago. And so I'm I just think about that. So randomly I'll think about it, especially when I see that person. I'm like, wow, I really hope you don't think less of me as a person because I did do every single push up and every single sit up. But it just,
you know that, bro.
I do.
You know that you did it.
I'm reminded of it regularly.
It's I understand, fam.
I don't think that we should end this real quick. I think that we should talk about some things that we did that did work out as kind of a positive, positive end to it.
This podcast.
I agree with that.
Not just this episode, but
Right, in general.
Yeah.
I'll say for me, and one project that I started and that I have kept going that I'm kind of proud of are my lessons.
I agree with that 100%.
That was something that I had been wanting to do, and I set out and did it, and I've stayed with it for almost a year.
And it's going really well.
It's going very well.
Your students are having a great time.
Right. I was just like, I've been doing that. I've stayed committed to that.
And it's something that you have it's part of your schedule now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Just we record every week. You have these, you have those nights where, look, tonight I'm doing lessons, you know?
But yeah.
I agree with that 100%.
We're not failures.
No, we're definitely, and some things do work and some things don't.
Well, and that's the whole point. You just try.
You got to try.
You got to know.
And if you fail, then okay.
Try something else.
That didn't work.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But
either try again or try something else.
Right. Well, verbal processing didn't work, but this did.
Right. So, exactly.
So there you go.
Exactly. Wow, well, the Lord is good.
Wow, ain't he good?
This week on Drop the Bop, I got a real good one for y'all.
I'm ready.
Okay. So I started listening to it I listened to the intro and I'm like, this sounds like it's going to be basic. All boys started singing. I was like, hold up.
Hold up. Hold up one time.
This is called Need by Ryan Ellis. Never heard of this artist before, but apparently I had 23 of his songs on my phone. But it's because he was featured with I Love You Still Worship and all a bunch of other artists that I had already had on my phone. But this song that he put out, it's just very unique. It's very unique. It is very chill, but it's not, I wouldn't call it a slow bow. It's still a bop.
Okay.
But it's just talking about, I need the Lord. You're my anchor.
Ooh, huh.
You give me strength. I love it. The dude's voice is very unique. He has an album that's about to be released later this month, and there's only two other songs released. One of them was very generic, and the other one was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But that one stood out above the other ones that I heard. So I definitely recommend you check that out. That'll be on our Instagram, on our highlights for Apple Music and Spotify.
Did you say the name of the song?
Need.
Need. Okay.
Yeah.
I totally missed that part.
Wow.
I don't know.
Okay. That's okay. I need you to go listen to it.
Yes, please do go listen to it. And as he said, those links are where they are. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
This has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter and give us a follow at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the support tab on our website at www.thattablepod.com. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
I'm so proud of my boys.